Lampshades of human skin. There are plenty of photographs and film footage of tattooed human skin, allegedly taken from deceased or murdered inmates of German wartime camps. Especially famous is film footage recorded by US troops after liberating the Buchenwald camp. They had set up a table there, onto which they had arranged all kinds of objects, which were allegedly made of dead or murdered inmates: soap, a table lamp, two shrunken heads, tattooed skin, etc. The local population was forced to walk by this table, for quote-unquote educational purposes. It was an operation staged by the United States Psychological Warfare Department, CIABOD 2009. The scenes were filmed and later used to further quote-unquote re-educate the German populace by showing this footage all over the country in cinemas. If Germans did not watch these quote-unquote documentaries, the Allied authorities would deny them food stamps, which for many were pivotal for survival in the immediate post-war years. This quote-unquote documentary and the objects, as well as an expert report by a pathologist of the U.S. Army of May 1946, served later as evidence during the Dachau show trial, against the staff of the Buchenwald camp, and during the trials of Ilse Kork, the wife of the former camp commandant of the Buchenwald camp. She is supposed to have selected living prisoners in the camp, according to their tattooing, and designated them for killing, in order to have household objects produced from their skin. In an interview that SS Judge Conrad Morgan granted the British historian John Toland, years after the war, he insisted that the stories about Ilse Kork using tattooed human skin for lampshades and other object were unfounded legends. He had searched the Kork household himself during the war, when investigating crimes committed by Ilse's husband Karl Otto Kork, former commandant of the Buchenwald camp, without finding any such objects. See Toland, 1976, pages 845 and following. In a detailed study, U.S. mainstream author Arthur Smith determined that the objects identified as human skin by a U.S. examination, after they were sent to the IMT at Nuremberg, disappeared without a trace. Smith, 1983, pages 103, 138, 153, 164. According to the statement of General Clay of the U.S. Army, the alleged human skin lampshades are supposed to have consisted of goatskin, ibidem, page 227, but see also the Buchenwald Museum at www.buchenwald.de, citing two quote-unquote trustworthy witnesses for the existence of such a lamp, although they claim that it was conveniently destroyed without a trace already in late 1941. All other objects found later were either made of synthetic leather, animal leather, textile or cardboard. The story may have had a real background though, as Smith reports. There evidently was a medical student from the University of Jena during the war period, who was doing his medical dissertation on the correlation between skin tattooing and criminality, Smith, 1983, pages 127 and following, which then was briefly touched upon in yet another PhD thesis some 65 years later, on the history of forensic medicine at the University of Jena, Bode 2007, pages 106 and following. The trials against Ilse Kork were the worst examples of the many show trials conducted after World War II, against alleged Nazi criminals, which have a shocking resemblance to medieval witch trials. For more details, see Rudolph 223, pages 94-97, see also the entry on Hans Marsalek.